855.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We've got an outstanding hour straight ahead. We're going to be joined by Senior Editor Bill Visnick from Edmunds.com. We're going to be talking about something we've been talking about a lot on today's broadcast. If you're with us in the first hour of the program, we were joined by the Chief Nameplate Engineer for Ford Special Vehicle Team, giving us a little sneak peek of what's going to be going down within the SEMA Ford booth, and also talking about some new products from the Special Vehicle Team, such as the new Ford Focus ST. Mike Pennington from McGuire's was with us, telling us about some new car care surface products going to be unveiled at SEMA. And this hour, we're going to do the gamut here. We're going to be talking about what Ford is doing at SEMA, what Chrysler is doing at SEMA, what Hyundai is doing at SEMA, what Toyota is doing at SEMA, and also we're going to be talking about some other cool things as well. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. Keep it handy anytime. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. It's that easy to get a hold of us. But right now, let's welcome Edmunds.com Senior Editor Bill Visnick to Auto World. Bill, how you doing?
Hello, Bob. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. I'm sitting out SEMA this year. I've got some older relatives here in the greater Boston area that need some looking after. So for the first time in about 20 years, I'm not going to be at SEMA. It's always one of my favorite shows. I mean, it's a little bit of Las Vegas flash, but for us car geeks, it's just a feast for the eyes.
It is. You know, and I think one of the unusual things, at least it's always intrigued me about SEMA, Bob, is that it is one of the few sort of really, you know, big-time car shows in the country that is not open to the public. So you have to be somebody to get there.
That is very true. I know they've experimented a little bit with some contests and such, getting regular folks in there. But for the most part, it's 100,000-plus people from all over the globe and industry people and aftermarket folks. And it is a private show, and folks have to rely on media outlets like Edmunds.com, Inside Line, to cover it. And the folks in Las Vegas get a special treat when they drive by Paradise Road. They get to see some of the outside vehicles. And what has become a tradition, I understand, over the last couple of years, at the close of the SEMA show, which will be happening this Friday, there's a parade which kind of started impromptu a couple of years ago and now has become a regular thing out there in Las Vegas for the locals to check out some of the cool rides.
That's right. That has that just sort of sprung up in the last few years. You're right about that. And I think some of it, Bob, might have been a sort of a backdoor response from the you know, the manufacturers to say, hey, you know, we wouldn't mind if some of the, you know, the outside public saw this stuff up close, you know, and personal. And so they sort of slipped that in there. And I know a lot of you know, people that try to make their way out to Vegas towards the end of the show to hopefully get in on that and see some of the iron that's out on the street when they do the parade.
Well, Bill, let's talk about Ford. They look like they're going to be extremely busy. Not only with the usual stuff, they're going to have Mustangs there that have been tweaked by various aftermarket manufacturers. They're also going to have Escapes and Taurus SHOs, and they're going to have some F-150s and the new ST, the hot new vehicle from SVT. But the one that kind of surprises me, but on the other hand, when I, you know, stop and think about it, I mean, the Ford Fusion blew us all away at the Detroit Auto Show last year. I still think it's going to win many of the year awards, and I think it's going to be a huge hit for Ford in the showrooms sales-wise. But there are going to be a wide variety. I understand Ford commissioned four different fusion projects for the show, and they're quite a wide variety.
There is. I think it really shows you, how important the fusion really is to Ford this year, Bob. There's a tremendous push on right now in the broad auto market, in the mid-size sedan segment. It's become the largest car segment, short, not trucks, but cars, the largest car segment in the country, and it's become extremely popular post-recession, I guess, if you will, as a lot of households that have gravitated back to cars, back to family cars, and yet they really are indicating that they want some style and a little bit of flash and something, that goes beyond just the everyday family car sort of mentality. And as often is the case, when you see segments like this get important, everybody's got a lot of new product there, it seems like, all of a sudden. There's a ton of competition, and a lot of it is very good. And so the Fusion is very critical for Ford this year to attach some gravitas to it, and so SEMA is a great way to get out there and say, hey, look, this is a great-looking car right from the beginning. We're going to get some modifications in there. We're going to get some tuners to warm it up a little bit and take what is already a great-looking car and, in some cases, really, really make it something to look at.
It certainly is a great-looking car just in stock form, and getting a sneak peek on the Ford Media site of some of the incarnations that they've got lined up there for SEMA. Lots of aero enhancements and some interesting collaborations, too, not only with traditional aftermarket tuners, but I noticed there was one addition that was actually done by a sunglass company.
That's right, right. and it sort of runs the whole gamut, from fairly mild, sort of like you say, mostly cosmetic sort of tweaks to, some fairly full-blown kind of modifications to transmission and engine and suspension that should make it pretty interesting. The car is already an interesting proposition for tuners because you've got 1.6 liter and 2 liter EcoBoost engines in the car, turbocharged engines, and that really excites the tuners because turbocharged engine stock always leave a lot of opportunity for modification.
That's really true. I mean, we should remind our listeners that there's a wide variety of power plant choices in the Fusion for 2013, but the performance choice seems to be this relatively small displacement four-cylinder engine equipped with a turbo, and evidently I haven't had a chance to drive the new Fusion. I don't know if, Bill, if you have had the opportunity, but I understand it's a really good performer.
It is. It's very sharp handling car. It's got a tight chassis. There's not a lot of body roll. It is really far from what you might think of as a conventional or a typical family car, Bob. This is all kind of the result of Ford sort of rationalizing its car development worldwide. So we're now getting essentially the same car that Europe's going to get, which has always been sort of the thing that everybody sort of moaned about here in this country, was that we don't get the good stuff, that Europe gets. You used to hear that for, 20 years in this business, and now we are getting the good stuff because the Fusion here is the same as the Fusion in Europe. The Focus here is the same as the Focus in Europe. With some minor details, but the chassis, the platform, all that sort of really structural, important stuff is the same. And so, we really are sort of turning the corner in that sense, with a lot of the manufacturers now as they begin to make true world cars.
True world cars is definitely what we're dealing with today. The gentleman from Ford in the hour previous, was reminding me that this new ST Focus is the first global product for the Ford special vehicle team. So we're going to see more and more of that. Let's talk a little bit about Chrysler on the way back. Everything from the amazing new Viper to an equally amazing Charger. You're not going to want to miss this. That's all I can say. I just get excited talking about it. Straight ahead, more with Bill Visick from Edmunds.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back here with Bill Visick from Edmunds.com, InsideLine.com. We're previewing the SEMA show, the huge show that opens this Tuesday in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, more than 100,000 people from around the globe and a whole slew of media. And Chrysler, the Chrysler Group, continues to surprise a lot of people. And, boy, they're bringing a whole lot of cool stuff to the SEMA show. 24 models modified by its Mopar aftermarket performance division And that's no small accomplishment, to say the least. Let's begin by telling folks about, talk about a hyped-up Charger. This is a 2013 Charger, but this isn't your regular Hemi or even SRT8 variant. They have popped the hood and they put something else under that hood. Bill, what can you tell us about this Charger? Did we lose Bill? We may have lost Bill. So if we've lost Bill, why don't we get him reconnected with us, and we can talk further about it. I won't give it away, but we're talking with Bill Visick from Edmunds.com, all about the upcoming show in Las Vegas, Nevada, the SEMA show. If you're out there in Las Vegas, we have a number of stations in Nevada. And it's worth the ride up to Las Vegas just to take a gander, especially late in the week, as Bill said, at the close of the show, which is at 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon. That's when they have this parade coming out the back door of the gigantuan convention center in Las Vegas. It's undoubtedly one of the biggest convention centers in all of North America. And lots of folks line the streets there of Las Vegas to see some of these cars. I mean, some of these cars are worth literally hundreds of thousands of dollars and have had hundreds of hours worth of build work put into it. And we've already talked to Bill about the Ford display. Ford always has their display in the same area. It's right in Central Hall. It's a primo spot. And they're going to be unveiling all these wonderful concept vehicles that they've done in collaboration with some aftermarket tuners. They're also going to be they're going to be showing off a shell. If you've always wanted to build a hot rod, a 1940s Ford hot rod, and you want to put one of these modern crate engines in it, well, Ford now offers that, just like they've done with some of the early Mustangs. And that's going to be a dream come true. I've heard my friend Billy F. Gibbons, the lead singer, principal songwriter of ZZ Top, will be on the premises of SEMA. I was looking at his tour schedule, and he's got a difficult one, but he'll probably just pop in for a few hours, because not only are they going to be unveiling this amazing hot rod, but they're also going to be celebrating the 80th anniversary of the Ford V8 engine. Believe it or not, it's the 80th anniversary of the Ford V8 engine, and this is going to be quite a happening indeed. As soon as we get Bill back, we'll talk about some of the offerings from Jeep, as well as Hyundai has got some cool stuff that they're going to be showing off, and Toyota, not to be undone, they've got some very interesting stuff that is going to be showed at the show in Las Vegas, and it seems like more and more manufacturers seem to be embracing this show. A little bit earlier this week, I was reading about another show that I'm very fortunate to attend, thanks to the folks at the Consumer Electronics Show each and every year in January. There is no better organization, I can tell you that right now here on the air, than the folks that produce the Consumer Electronics Show. They're called CEA, and they bend over backwards for radio and television and print journalists. They build all of us radio guys studios, and they equip it with all the latest gizmos and gadgets, and they don't charge us for it. So it's unheard of the way that they take care of the media out there at the Consumer Electronics Show. And I was reading earlier this past week that I believe there are going to be 10 automotive manufacturers represented at SEMA, CES 2013. It's held at the same venue as the SEMA show, the Las Vegas Convention Center. But actually, SEMA spills over into several other venues out there in Las Vegas as well. Well, it looks like Matt, our ace producer for Auto World, hasn't been able to reconnect with Bill from Edmunds.com. So I'll begin to tell you a little bit about what Chrysler is going to be showing off. Again, 24 models, and these, unlike Ford, which has kind of farmed it out to aftermarket folks, these are all been modified in-house by Mopar, and they'll be on display October 30th through November 2nd at the Convention Center in Las Vegas. highlights include a V10 packing charger. That's right. Well, the Charger is a great vehicle in base form with its Pentastar V6. If you get the 5.7-liter Hemi, you're doing really good with that. If you're fortunate enough to get the SRT8 470-horsepower Hemi, that is the dream ride as far as I'm concerned from the Charger. They also make a slightly less expensive variant of that called the Super B going back to the late 60s, early 70s. But to show off its amazing variants of crate engines, what they've done, they've gone over the top with the Dodge Charger with a concept that they're calling Juiced. And it's complete with a Viper V10 crate engine that packs a meager 650 horsepower. Chrysler's subtle custom feel for the Charger's juiced vehicle comes from a sweet matte hood and a roof that are a darker matte than the rest of the car's copperhead paint color. There's also a functional forward-facing Ram intake and 20-inch alloy wheels that will soon be in the Mopar catalog for all SRT models. So that's good news for everybody. Another one that's going to surprise lots of folks is they are putting together a Hemi-powered Jeep Wrangler. That's right, a Hemi-powered Wrangler is going to make its debut at the SEMA show. I can't wait to hear more about that, but what I can tell you about this Jeep Wrangler, they're calling it the Sand Trooper concept, and it's the showpiece for Mopar's new portfolio of high-end, hardcore Jeep performance parts. So fittingly, it has the 5.7-liter Hemi conversion kit that results in a Wrangler with 375 horsepower and 410 pound-feet of torque. The Sand Trooper is lifted 5 inches and has a new Mopar design bedlock wheel. Outside, there's a hip matte black, I shouldn't say black, I don't know what color it is, the hip matte paint finish, half doors, and some other cool items. Also from the Chrysler Group, there's going to be lots of other goodies. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about that and a whole lot more. You're listening to Auto World.
Well, I saw a product done, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4375. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late.
1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back here live all across North America. Bill Visick is with us back with Edmunds.com, and we're talking about what Chrysler's going to be doing. The Chrysler Group showing 24 models, including, as I mentioned, Bill, when you were off the air, they're putting a V10 Viper crate engine into a Dodge Charger. That's going to be one sweet ride.
Sweet's the word for that one, Bob, I'll tell you. I saw this car a couple of weeks ago in Detroit. Chrysler previewed it for some media before taking it to SEMA. And it's fantastic. Beyond the, you know, just the obvious, which is a Viper crate engine, you know, in a Charger body shell, 650 horsepower. You know, it's a really beautiful looking car. They've got some matte tape finishes, particularly on the hood and the roof that really make this car look special. And, you know, Chrysler's having some fun. I mean, let's face it, you know, they're back. Everybody thinks they're really kind of one of the comeback kids of recent memory in the auto industry for sure. And they're having some fun with it, and they're showing it at SEMA this year.
That's great. Let's tell everybody about this Jeep Wrangler. They're calling it the Sand Trooper. I touched on it a little bit, but, boy, this sounds like the ultimate off-roading machine.
I think this one, Bob, is really going to get the Wrangler faithful up in arms to have one of these in production. There's a conversion kit to put the Hemi in it, the standard Hemi engine, which is no shrinking violet. Even the regular Hemi is approaching 400 horsepower these days. I think it's 375 in the Sand concept, and so you know, that's the kind of thing that really gets people excited, particularly in that market where you can, it seems, really never give somebody a Wrangler with enough power.
That's absolutely true. On the other side of the equation, going down to smaller vehicles. SEMA is pumping up a Fiat 500. They're calling it a beach cruiser. This sounds like an interesting incarnation.
Yeah, you know, this one was kind of interesting, Bob. I don't know. I'm sure many of your listeners probably remember or can visualize some of the slammed VW Beetles of the 60s and mm-hmm. how they looked and the kind of feel that you got from those. They were a kind of a California phenomenon. And they have Chrysler has done up the Fiat 500 in sort of that same vein. It's kind of a chopped look. The car sits low. There's a really, really cool innovation. It's an alloy wheel, but it's been fabricated to look like a stamped steel wheel. The pie plates, you know, that you used to see on old VW, you know, old Beetles. And it's just a fantastic-looking car. It really, really is fun. And, I think it's another one of those that you may see a lot of people when they see this car really howling to, you know, to get something similar to it in production.
Let's talk about the Urban Ram concept. I understand they put a 392 Hemi crate motor to bring that powertrain up to 470 horsepower. That's going to be a fast vehicle.
Yeah, it really was a pretty nasty looking truck in just about every sense, Bob. Again, they went for that slammed look, you know, so the suspension's been lowered. The whole truck sits quite low to the ground. There's a lot of aerodynamic tweaks on it, and it's the regular cab body style. So it's really a mean, truncated looking truck that just has a great street presence. Fantastic looking truck.
You guys have a wonderful sneak peek on InsideLine.com about a Hyundai Veloster concept. It's the Alpine concept by Arc Performance. Striking color scheme on this vehicle. Not super over the top. Lots of aero enhancements and you know, rather tasteful. This is an interesting vehicle, and I know Hyundai is going to have a pretty significant presence at this year's SEMA. And John Krafcheck has told me next year they're going to bump it up even more.
Well, you know, Hyundai has sort of captured the imagination of a lot of buyers in the market in the last couple of years, Bob, with their with their new vehicles. Almost everything right now out in the Hyundai showroom is relatively new. The Veloster being one of the more important ones to enthusiasts. You know, out there, but the fact is Hyundai's on a roll with just about everything they've launched in the last couple of years. Has been very successful, has pushed all the buttons really just about with people in the market. They can't make cars fast enough, frankly, right now, as I'm sure John probably mentioned to you. He's fond of telling everybody that, and it really is evidence of what's going on with Hyundai. It is a very, very hot company, it's a company that thinks SEMA is an important part of the image that it's crafting in the United States, and the Veloster has been a great car for them since it launched last year. It's one of those deals where they almost can't make enough of those as well, so it doesn't surprise me that the Veloster is sort of out front there, but I think Hyundai is going to just continue to expand its presence with the SEMA market, because it really is becoming one of those brands that just about everybody wants a part of now.
Let's talk about Toyota. This is a brand that in recent times has been struggling a little bit with not the greatest of publicity with recalls and other things, but they're coming to SEMA armed here with four custom vehicles, and my favorite one is going to be a hot rod Toyota Prius. I can't believe it just doesn't go in the same line.
it's a real slap in the face to wake you up in the morning, I think, to see a Toyota Prius at SEMA and slammed out. This one, I'm sure, is going to get a lot of talk, Bob, and there's going to be a lot of discussion. And in a way, when you think about it, you know, it's a natural for Toyota because they really sort of put hybrids on the map mm-hmm. with the Prius. And so it's the car that everybody thinks of when you think of a hybrid. What you don't think of when you think of a hybrid really is performance, right? So
yeah.
It's a really ironic sort of take on that.
They're also going to be showing off a desert pre-runner based on the Toyota Tundra. that certainly makes a lot of sense. And they're also going to be showing a trekked out, kind of like a Star Trek-y version of the Prius.
That's right. You know, I think Toyota was, you know, really sort of touched a little bit of a nerve with the truck market with the pre-runner Tacoma, and so they're extending that now with the into the Tundra lineup as well, and it's a very, very good looking truck, and as you mentioned before, you know, it's fairly subtle. There's not, you know, not a lot of wildness going on there, but just enough to really, really tweak your interest, particularly visually. But yet you have a lot of the hardware underneath that really does mean business. And that worked for them, that worked for Toyota quite well, really, with the pre-runner, Tacoma. So I think they'll probably get that same feel going with the larger Tundra as well. And, the spaceshipy Prius again, that's another one of those, vehicles. It's a little bit surprising because I think it shows Toyota can have a little bit of fun when it wants to, too. And we think of it as a very serious company, you know, and it is for the most part. But, it's nice to see Toyota sort of, unbuttoning the collar, at least one button anyway, and, having a little fun.
Absolutely. My producer here on the show, Matt, used to have a Camry, loved it, no longer has it. He would be very interested, and I would be very interested to know more about, if you can tell us, Bill, about the Rowdy Edition Toyota Camry. What are they doing with the Camry? They're mixing it up a little bit?
Yeah, I think, again, it's one of those deals where, the Camry in and of itself is seen as a pretty, you know, plain Jane sort of a car, I think, for most people. It's a car that's in the market that's very popular. Toyota sells hundreds of thousands every year. It's always one of the best-selling, cars in the market. But it doesn't exactly have much of an excitement sort of an aspect to its image. So we're going with the Rowdy Edition here, you know, after, sort of taking after NASCAR and Kyle Busch and, the whole idea that, that we can get something going here with a car that, by and large, does not have a real exciting image.
When we come back on the other side, hold that thought, Bill. We're going to talk about the Chevrolet Malibu Turbo Performance Concept and also talk about some financials. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-288-8278. That's 1-800-288-8278. Call 1-800-288-8278.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1-month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Twenty-five years.
is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The unprepared or beprepared.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Bill Visick is with us from Edmunds.com and InsideLine.com. We're shining the spotlight on SEMA. It's a once-a-year event, and it's a candy store for all of us auto geeks here. And we've run down what Ford's doing, what Hyundai's doing, what the Chrysler Group is doing, what Toyota's doing. Let's talk GM. I understand they've got a Chevy Malibu Turbo Performance, a concept vehicle, and I've seen some pictures of this on Edmunds.com, and the execution, it looks pretty nice, tasteful, big wheels, no question about that, lots of aero enhancements.
Yeah, the you know what's interesting about this car, Bob, is that the standard Malibu that you can buy in the showroom right now, it has some design cues borrowed directly from the Camaro. So, you know, what you get when you get some big wheels on it and a little bit of an opening up of the exhaust pipes in the back, and you get a little bit of extra aero, a spoiler, what you get is a car that looks pretty muscular and like it, you know, means business a little more than a standard car, which is a little conservative. And so what this stuff does at SEMA, particularly with the Malibu Turbo Performance concept, is really sort of draws out more of the Camaro that's sort of underlying in the mm-hmm. in the Malibu, if you will. And it's a very good-looking car.
Also, there's going to be a 2014 Chevrolet Impala concept. And this Impala, you know, so far none of us have had the chance to drive it, but certainly seeing it at the auto shows is extraordinarily well executed interior-wise and otherwise. It's going to be interesting to see this concept vehicle at SEMA on the upcoming Impala.
Definitely one of the more intriguing concepts, I think, that we will see at SEMA, Bob. There's a lot of interest about the Impala, the new generation Impala rear-drive car. Something that's going to go more directly up against the Chrysler 300 in particular, for the large car market, the Taurus, of course, from Ford as well, and some others from the import makers. But a lot of interest here to see where GM's going to go and where Chevy's going to go with a large, you know, full-size sedan. And, you know, what we'll see here is kind of the SEMA's take, if you will, before really we see much of the standard production car. So it will be interesting. I agree with you.
The Corvette is, of course, celebrating its 60th birthday for 2013. We all await the seventh generation, a real clean sheet design coming out at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. I understand there will be both Corvette and Camaro concepts on tap for the SEMA show. That makes sense, but they're kind of keeping those a little close to the vest for the moment. Let's talk about this Chevrolet Sonic. It's certainly doing very, very well, as is the Spark and as is the Cruise. And I understand there's going to be both a Cruise upscale concept as well as a Sonic Z-spec concept and a Spark Z-spec concept.
What's really been fascinating to watch GM in GM's recovery, Bob, has been their renaissance really in small cars. You know, GM was never, at least in our lifetimes anyway, didn't have much of a reputation for small cars. And the crop out there right now, particularly the Sonic, the Spark, as you mentioned, was just recently launched, and even the Cruise that's been in the market 2 years now. They're really fantastic cars from top to bottom. I love the Sonic in particular, and it's become sort of a real enthusiast favorite and a real darling, I think, of the automotive press as well. And, so you take that car and all the intrinsic goodness, take it to SEMA, you do the usual SEMA thing, and you've got a really great-looking car that's got some interesting detailing on it. And for me, it's intriguing, too, because there's at least the insinuation, even though we don't know all the details yet, that there might be, a 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine in there, which would be an upgrade, a big upgrade over what's in there currently right now, even though their small turbo motor is great in that car.
Let's switch gears here. You guys have lots of fun. You're getting the opportunity to go out this year to SEMA, Bill?
I won't personally know. I was there not the prior SEMA, but the SEMA before that one, so 2 years ago. We have several reporters and editors from our California headquarters going. I'm based more on the in the Midwest, and I'm not going this year. I'm like you. It's I'm left out.
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait for another year, but folks can get complete coverage at Edmunds.com and InsideLine.com. Let's talk a little bit about the third quarter, the business side of the automotive world here. I understand Ford is doing a little bit of repositioning. Tell us your thoughts on that.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch, I think, for people who are interested in the business side of the auto business, to see what happens when third quarter earnings results are announced next week. What we're going to be seeing, Bob, is the beginnings of some fairly intense and probably painful restructuring for Ford that has to get done in Europe in particular. As you probably are aware, car sales are not great in Europe. Europe is still very much struggling with a broad economic recession, very similar to what we went through in 2008 and 2009, and a lot of sovereign debt problems as well. And so it's bearing on everything really in Europe, including the car business, or maybe particularly the car business. So Ford has already announced some of the plans that it has, which includes closing a large plant in Europe, a lot of layoffs, and it's going to be reasonably painful, I think, for a while as all the car makers. This will be the first volley, I think, as you will see other car makers announcing similar plans in Europe, because they just simply have to downsize very much the same way that the domestic car makers did here after the recession.
Let's talk about General Motors. General Motors has had a bunch of home runs lately. Certainly the Chevrolet division has done well both domestically as well as in Europe. But nevertheless, it's such a competitive automotive marketplace right now. It's such a global field that we're playing on. What are your thoughts about GM?
Well, Bob, I think that there's going to be an increasing amount of pressure on GM to step up its game another notch. It came out of its bankruptcy in the recession fairly strong. A lot of that had to do with, obviously, with shedding a lot of the debt that it had acquired you know, prior to its restructuring and its bankruptcy. But a lot of it did have to do with the new generation of products that we see out there in the market right now that have been very successful. A fairly good recovery for Cadillac, which has been important for them. The new SRX has been great for them on the crossover side. Cadillac has the new ATS out there to go up against the 3 Series and the Mercedes C-Class. It's a very competent car as well. So Cadillac has come along. Chevy, as you mentioned, has been doing very well globally, but very much the same way that we've seen with Ford and most of the other car makers, Chrysler too, for that matter, with their alliance with their ownership actually by Fiat, Europe is weighing on them, and Europe is going to be particularly tough for GM, I think, because they have Opel. Their Opel division there is their European manufacturing and marketing arm. And it's been a very, very difficult, let's say, probably last decade for Opel as it continues to lose market share. And really, GM is trying to figure out what to do about it, and all in the context of all the car makers, as I mentioned, having to restructure and downsize to address, the really heavy market in Europe now that's not what it once was five years ago.
Very well said, Bill. Well, thank you so much for spending time and telling us all about what we all can expect. We're giving folks a sneak peek here because it doesn't open. The doors don't open until 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday at the SEMA show. But thanks for telling us all about Ford and Chrysler, as well as the Hyundai Veloster Alpine concept and what Toyota's up to and General Motors is up to. And it's always a pleasure to have you guys from Edmunds.com and InsideLine.com here on Auto World, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. I always have a great time when I'm with your show, and I'll be watching SEMA just like you this week to see how it turns out. Appreciate you having me.
Anytime, Bill. We'll do it again real soon.
Good.
Well, that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we're going to see you next week. Same time, same place, same station. If you're going to hang through the top of the hour news, we're going to talk some automotive news and trivia, and then we're going to talk to a bigwig from Firestone. You've been listening to Auto World.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.